Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bradley Mulholland, 81, of Richland Center, formerly of Lone Rock, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held this Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Blue River Cemetery with military gravesite rights to be accorded. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 4 until 7 and again Sunday from noon until the time of the service at 1. Bradley Mulholland, 81, of Richland Center, formerly of Lone Rock. William J. Bill Ewalt, 77, of Blue River, died Monday at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 2 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Friends may call at the funeral home Sunday from noon until the time of the service at 2. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery following the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Blue River Methodist Church or Sugar Creek Bible Camp. William J. Bill Ewalt, 77, of Blue River. Almond Wallace, 53, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Crossroads Care Center in Wyawega. Services will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for funeral expenses. Almond Wallace, 53, of Richland Center. Edward James Denman, 81, of Morrisonville, formerly of Casanova, died December 15th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Saturday, January 3rd at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in DeForest, followed by full military honors. Friends may call at the church Saturday, January 3rd from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. Edward James Denman, 81, of Morrisonville, formerly of Casanova.